program, we may be able to help Mr. Perot out, and you know, he could help salvage our program and may have some more ideas.
Well, now, is the changes that are taking place, what do you refer to specifically in that?
Well, mainly, we're just talking about, you know, our stand on the program. Right now, we, you know, we feel that if we can talk to Mr. Perot and show him what we have done so far, and, you know, get some suggestions from him, that it may be beneficial to our program so that, you know, so that it doesn't flounder.
Now, the two ladies that have rejected supposedly are going to Geneva under the auspices of United We Stand?
No, they are not. They, from what I understand, they were turned down.
Now, who are these ladies? I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, Sue Schumann.
Yes.
And Martha Doss in Virginia Beach. They've had one heck of a time. They ended up having to draw their personal savings out of the bank to go.
Now, they are the two that refused letters from Cora Weiss's group?
Correct, and they did that last week. We had them up in Washington a week ago Tuesday.
All right, now, if you will, I have been kind of jumping at all ends here, and I have not been in touch with what you have been doing. What has been your course of action in recent weeks or months?
Well, quite frankly, we were concentrating on getting it accepted as a national program. You know, I'm talking about officially rather than just endorsed, which it was in March in Tulsa. Now, the national program is stymied because of manpower. They don't have enough manpower, as they said, to you know, really get to work on it. Of course, you all received a letter already from Andre Latan endorsing, you know, your program also. So things on a national scale with the JCs are on a standstill because of two things. Number one, manpower at our top level to handle it, and of course money.
Well, what is your need from us at the moment, Mr. Foster?
Our need, quite frankly, is to see if Mr. Perot wouldn't be interested in in United We Stand, interested in getting together with the JCs and working with them rather than trying, you know, trying to pull six different ways from you all and that sort of thing.
Okay, let me, where will you be reachable today by phone?
Right here until 4 o'clock.
Okay. I will try to get word into him, and he's been quite busy. He was out of town all day yesterday, didn't get back until nearly midnight last night.
With that little stock jolt.
No, he was out on a business trip. Right. His schedule hasn't been affected by, he's not in the stock market business. He's in the computer business,
yes,
and
sir.
What the market does, well, who knows, but...
Right.
Anyhow, he was on a business trip yesterday, that one that had been planned for a long time, and we have some meetings scheduled today concerning United We Stand, which has also been scheduled for a long time, but I will touch base with him on this, and I will get back to you. The tone of the letter sounded as if, you know, with some major changes in the prisoner of war situation per se. And that's what I wanted to basically check out, because I knew of no changes, and we've been working
Correct.
Very closely on it. Very good, sir. We'll be in touch with you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. This is Murphy Martin.
This is Hope Lewis, Mr. Martin.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Very good.
I
wanted to give you a call. I was talking with Tom Marcus, and he asked that I call in reference to the 52 Associates dinner.
Right.
Now, some of the things that Barron Associates have asked, we do not think would be in keeping,
right.
since this is a tribute to...
Well, I certainly want... I hope that your organization is going to control this dinner, I would hope.
Well, that one thing we wanted to point out, we do not want to be in the position, we do not think that would be in character for us or Mr. Perot to choose who is going to be the featured speaker of the evening,
right.
for example.
Well, I'd like to check it out with you, though.
And that's the one thing we wanted to check with. Also, I suppose we need to get another up-to-date list on who they have invited from Texas
sure.
and so forth.
All right.
But I think my next call will be to them, to Barron's, but I wanted you to know, because of your involvement here, that
sure.
I don't think that it would be in keeping with Mr. Perot's wishes
no,
if we chose
it. On the other hand, Mr. Martin, it would be wrong for Barron's or me to do anything that you people, it wouldn't suit you. So I think we could at least tell you which way we're thinking. But if you'd rather not, I'm not in very close touch with them. I'm not very sure. They're running the whole thing, and they just asked me to be the chairman. And
I see.
But I want to be involved with selecting the speakers and the master of ceremonies.
Right, right.
That sort of thing.
Well, I think that probably you know Mr.
Yes, right.
Perot's feelings, and I think the decision that you would make certainly would be a good one, and I think it certainly would be more in character than having someone
right.
from his organization to choose a speaker or the master of ceremonies.
Well, if I may, then, I'll keep in touch with you informally about this whole thing.
Very good.
All right?
They're very good.
Fine.
Thank you so very much.
That's very good to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you.
Bye.
Hello?
Miss Martin?
Yes.
I'm ringing Mr. McKnight for you.
Very good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Felix?
Yes.
Murphy Martin, how are you?
Hello, Murphy. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, did you ever check and find that information on General Motors that you mentioned at lunch the other day? Somebody called you and so forth about Ross.
Yes. I saw him in Washington, or New York this week. And it was on the United We Stand thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got bounced around and we was in a gathering and he said he would drop me a note. I found out a hell of a lot more about it, but that roughly was it.
Right. Do you recall who he was or... I mean, his name and so forth, or any of the nature of it?
No, but I'm going to find out, and I will, and I'll call you back. I'll do it in the next 30 minutes.
Okay. Also, do you still plan to run a follow-up on the Vietnam thing?
Yeah, and I don't know why in the hell we didn't last week. I've been gone ever since I saw you. I left here last Friday afternoon, just got back last night
mm-hmm.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to find out.
Right.
How are things going today?
Doing pretty good.
I was in New York when this thing busted, and I just wonder what the hell is going on.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that would like to know that, too. There's nothing going on in the company, of course. I'm sure everybody would like to know exactly what's going on.
Well,
some of the employees around here were a bit hostile about the headline on your paper yesterday, but...
Well, yeah, I'm a little hostile myself. They dropped it after first edition, I understand, but...
They...
A little bad, worse than that.
Well, I went to Ross when people start talking about it. I don't normally see your paper until I get home, and somebody had a copy of it, and I went to him, and he said you have a right to print anything you want to print.
Is that the one, the Dole Low?
Yeah, the Dole Low, and then they changed and put dollar marks in it or something for the home edition. For all the S's, they put dollar marks, and then some of the people were saying, Ross didn't say, of course, he just had the one answer, you have a right to print whatever you want to, but one thing crossed my mind is the fact that they went with the L.A. Times guy's story on the front rather than your own man's story on the front page.
You can tell Ross that we've had a full-blown session on yesterday's event. Jim and I got off the same airplane here yesterday afternoon about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was light-hearted treatment. The first question I asked, of course, I don't like the head. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell did we use the Los Angeles Times financial writer?
Yeah.
And they told me, which I later saw, of course, Curry had a story on the business page. It was a regular business story, but we've had a meeting or so.
Well, that's good. My prime concern, of course, is the fact that it diverts attention away from the prisoner issue, number one, and number two, if somebody had wanted to create a bit of panic. They couldn't have done it any better than that, writing a headline like that and going into the story the way they did. But it's good to know your feelings, Felix, and I appreciate that very much, and I hope you understand that.
Yeah.
We do.
Well,
I do appreciate it.
Delivered a couple of sermons. As a matter of fact, we just got out of one.
Right. Well, I appreciate
it. Let me see what I can find out on the GM thing, on the specifics, and I'll call you right back.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, Mr. Batterstitch, please. America is calling. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, are you Mr. Batterstitch?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Roberto?
Yes, Mr. Martin?
How are you, sir?
Just fine. How are you?
Very good. I thought I would give you a call. I have had no word whatsoever regarding our last conversation and the piece of mail that was headed our way. I was wondering if you perhaps had any further clarification about it.
It was sent the day before yesterday.
Where was it sent from?
It was sent from Stockholm.
From Stockholm?
Yes.
And it was sent to my attention here?
To your attention. It is a letter which is in an envelope addressed to you.
I see.
And then when you open the envelope, the letter is in this envelope.
And it concerns Major Harkness.
Yes, that's right.
Do you have any idea what the contents are?
It is a personal letter to his wife.
To his wife?
Yes.
From him?
From him, yes.
I see. Very good. And we should get that in a day or so, then.
Well, yes. I suppose you should get it. I thought you calling me because you got it.
No, you probably can hear me screaming thanks to you without the benefit of a telephone as soon as I receive it.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
While you're calling me, I would like to point out a few things. If you have the possibility, you see, I have let out a little expenses.
Yes.
And I would appreciate if you could help me, because right now I am in a little economical difficulty.
Yes.
And therefore, if you could send me a little amount of money.
Yes.
So that I can clear my head until then.
All right, what is the address you want me to use?
The address, you can send it to Pan American, Orlando.
Right.
I would appreciate if you could send me, shall we say, 300.
We will do it.
That would be very nice of you, because I need it immediately, actually.
Very good.
Okay.
We will be in touch, and hopefully we will receive the letter tomorrow.
I think so. I think you should have got it today.
We'll be on the lookout for it.
Because it has been sent express.
Very good.
Express.
Mr. Batterstitch, thank you very much, and I'll be back in touch with you.
Yes, but...
And I'll get your expense money en route to you immediately.
Good. And there is one more thing.
Yes.
Now, let me make one thing clear.
Right.
He's got more information.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I told you before, he's an expensive man.
All right, what are we talking about expensive? What do we call expensive?
Well, when you come to Stockholm, because I am sure you will come to Stockholm.
Yes.
Then we can talk it.
Very good.
Okay?
Very good. I will look forward to receiving this letter. You, in turn, will hear from me immediately, and I probably will see you before too long in Stockholm then.
Please do.
Thank you very much.
As far as the Russian thing is concerned, I think you have just laid it out.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Very good, Roberto. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Send it, because I need it.
I will send it immediately.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
I will do.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.